It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It is now time for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. Now, in an effort to keep up with industry demands, Comcast is now thinking about spinning off NBC Universal's cable networks into a new publicly traded company. This as cable companies continue to struggle with retaining subscribers. So good afternoon there, Kelsey. Happy Halloween as well. Break it down for us. What exactly is Comcast considering and how would it be playing out?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on this Halloween. So if you're talking about Comcast considering potentially spinning off its cable TV business, that kind of remains to be seen. You know, it was something that was hinted at today on a call with analysts. And when pressed, Comcast executives didn't really want to go into the details of what that would look like, but just said that that is an option that they're exploring. And of course, we know that the cable TV business has been a tough one to make money in as streaming, you know, continues to compete with the linear TV. And of course, Comcast is kind of an interesting entity in that it does own a streaming platform, it owns the content, and it owns the cable networks themselves. So they have a lot going on right now.
Now, is this a good thing for Comcast, or is this going to be spelling trouble?
You know, I think it's really hard to say right now. Again, the company was pretty mum as far as any further guidance that they were going to offer. But I think that it comes at a time when Comcast is trying to compete with internet subscribers. They're trying to draw more folks into their theme parks. And, you know, they're also trying to make sure that their content businesses and the PTV side is profitable as well. So it sounds like there might be a bit of simplification that they're trying to do there in terms of just all these, business models that they have going on under one roof.
Now, is there just possibly too much content for all of us to consume? And is this really affecting Comcast when we have options, when we look at our social media accounts like TikTok or X and dealing with Instagram? And then also, you know, the streaming websites that we have all signed up for, Peacock and Amazon Prime and Netflix. I mean, what can Comcast do to keep up with these industry demands?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. And, you know, as just one person who is consuming a lot of content, you know, I definitely feel the squeeze of trying to keep up with my favorite shows and keep up with the news and, you know, try to watch all of these different outlets and mediums that are available to us now. I think what Comcast has done really well is they've focused on these big news events like the Olympics, and they've used that to draw eyeballs to their streaming service. They used it to get people to watch linear TV, to watch these events live on cable. And they also did something interesting in partnering with younger influencers who have big audiences on TikTok. And they brought those influencers to the Olympics to, have them take viewers backstage and kind of give that social media coverage to the events. So I think they're really capitalizing on some of these big news events and that have pop culture crossover in order to generate interest across a lot of their business models. And I think they did that really well with the Olympics.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting to see. I'm not much into the influencers, you know, I'm a little too old for that, but seeing all this new younger generation, you know, taking to the social media sites and informing the younger crowds about what's actually happening in the world. That was interesting to see that approach, especially the Call Her Daddy co-host, or the host, I should say, and then even Snoop Dogg, you know, putting himself out there all around the world. Now, what could a streaming partnership do for Comcast?
Yeah, so a partnership would allow Comcast to not have to outright buy another company, but it would allow them to maybe import some content from a different company, maybe like Paramount, onto their services. So I think it could be a way that, you know, would expand their library a bit without it having to be fully brought into the Comcast family, if that makes sense.
Now, I believe it was Xfinity that has done a program to where you can sign up and get cable, but then they also give you options for Netflix and Amazon Prime and maybe another streaming service. Is this something that Comcast is looking into as well?
So Comcast, I can't speak to those specifics, but what I can say is that Comcast is following this trend in the market where we're hearing about convergence. We're hearing about this from the mobile companies that are getting into the home broadband game in order to compete with the cable companies that already offer home broadband connections. And we're seeing this on the cable side as well, where the cable companies are now starting to offer mobile service. So I think, you know, we're just seeing a lot of competition as these companies are trying to see how many services they can bundle together to keep folks from switching providers. And I've heard this from all of the big companies this earnings season. They believe that if they can get multiple services under one roof, or if they can get you to sign up for internet and for cable and for the Peacock streaming service and maybe for a mobile plan, you're less likely to switch and go to a competitor. And I think that's probably true.
So is it possible that they could just start up their own social media website, like what Chick-fil-A is trying to accomplish? I mean, would they be potentially buying out a TikTok and just making that their streaming service?
You know, unfortunately, that's not something that I can comment on, but it certainly would be interesting to see, wouldn't it?
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you very much, Kelsey Griffiths. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays here at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.